Okay, I guess this can be filed under game if there is such a category. Otherwise, I'll make one. I just played around a little with ChatGPT and see if it can do some programming. But, well, got some tips, but it didn't really get it together. But I got a bit inspired to start with, or to give another go at, this sandbox game. So I may just test things here and see if I can come up with solutions technically for them. Since now it's about making a game engine. So, dialogue, there will be a lot of dialogue. Maybe some of the most complex functions here. I want to make it very dynamic. Meaning that, let's say you meet a person, you talk to that person, and there are a few things you can say. Maybe 3-4. And that person will answer depending on what you say. And on that answer, each answer can also, can you also answer in 3-4 ways, which makes a tree there. That of course can grow pretty fast. Now, depending on the conversation so far, and where you are in it, that will also affect much of the rest of the game. Maybe you will only find a certain object after you accepted a certain fact or learned about something from a person. to the conversations. Should, I think. Continuously contribute to update a profile of the player. Just as by talking to a person you learn more about the person, and you also may affect and modify that person's opinions, which you then also want confirmed. I mean, that's pretty much how the dynamics between people, right? So in these profiles, we can identify certain things. For instance, does the player believe there is a soul or not? Does he or she believe in Big Bang or not, and so on? I'm aware that it's almost like creating AI. But it would be, if we got it working, it could be quite interesting. Anyway, even if not, could be interesting, or if we implement it in a very simple, basic way. you remember that way? How would it be done? Well, every question and answer which are, after all, predefined and thus finite, could, when answered or spoken, whatever, chosen, add certain points or whatever to another table. Called profile. Where a bunch of those things are entered in. I would say hard-coded into the schema, the table. For simplicity, we don't need so many of them, maybe 10. Believe in soul, believe in God, believe in reincarnation, this and that. Likely so. In any conversation, when any response is chosen, that table is updated, that record for that specific user. The history would record every interaction, every event that the player goes through, every action. We can both show, are we aware of the history, where the player left off last time. And that shouldn't be a problem either, right? It's the timestamp, user ID. And the interaction ID, if that can be done, or kind of interaction. Find to that specific table, object, person, whatever. And the ID of that interaction in the table, in the object table or whatever. The person steps into that room, into an event. Gets recorded, gets an entry in history. Room number, room, and ID. Thank you. object lying in that room, or several. We can record. Yep, the person saw that object. There may be a character standing in that room saying something. Yes, that person met that character and said that and that and that. Piece of conversation. Yes, the player answered. Event each gets recorded there in the history. Which will of course get huge, but our MySQL can handle it. Little database optimization and it will be fine. Basically just a bunch of foreign keys. And the row. So yes. Let's not say that. If you met the book sales lady and you read something in the Gita or whatever, and maybe that lady asks you, what do you think about this? And you say something, and they will know. You read that verse, you thought so-and-so about it. So we might want to do it so that now, since you accept reincarnation, then when you meet the guy outside the station, he may say something to you, give you something that he wouldn't have given you otherwise. There is this appearance of synchronicity built in there. It could be fun. How to do that? Well, you meet the guy, and then there is a set of conditions belonging to that guy. If, or all that stuff.
How in the world
would such conditions be built in here?
Well, that is an interesting question. It requires the creator to lie down in his sofa for a moment, which he is doing right now after lunch, picking his teeth. Okay, so if there are conditions, first of all, where would they be? Database field? Maybe there's some place lying where I can find how to store conditions in a database. And if it's even possible, everything is fossil, of course. Okay, let's say it's going to give you something. It's an object and it has a number on 1, 2, 3. Okay, we look up that number in the conditions table. We find an entry there, 1, 2, 3. Now, what are the conditions for giving that object to the player? And first thing that comes to mind would be to just enter a conditional statement there. Let's say that the user must have been in room 5 and said statement 324, otherwise that object doesn't make any sense. To find that, you you would need to query the history table. See if room so-and-so is there. And if statement so-and-so is there too. So an and condition is pretty easy to do. Now if there's an or thing there too, that it could also have been in room 6. Other than 5. Or in any room larger than 5. So we would need these operators larger than, smaller than, equals. And doesn't equal. Of course, one way to do it could be to just hard code the part of the SQL statement there, but that is a bit dangerous, because what if we change the name of a table or something? Or we just use functions like find statement so-and-so and room is smaller than or larger than 5 and smaller than 10, something like that. Now then, if a person hasn't been in any other rooms, anything's larger than 5, fine. Person is clear to get that gift or whatever. So in this way, the table with conditions would be well, it could be fairly simple. A word for the condition. Could even use a lookup table where they are stored or whatever, but they are there in the file of the model.
Thank you.
Oh, fell asleep. Little afternoon nap included.